Chapter 13. Transfer of the Ark. After David had taken counsel with his commanders of thousands and of hundreds, that is to say, with every one of his leaders, he said to the whole assembly of Israel, "If it seems good to you, and is so decreed by the Lord our God, let us summon the rest of our brethren from all the districts of Israel, and also the priests and the Levites from their cities with pasture lands, that they may join us. And let us bring the ark of our God here among us, for in the days of Saul we did not visit it." And the whole assembly agreed to do this, for the idea was pleasing to all the people. Then David assembled all Israel, from Shihor of Egypt to Labo of Hamath, to bring the ark of God from Kiriath Jearim. David and all Israel went up to Baalah, that is, to Kiriath Jearim of Judah, to bring back the ark of God, which was known by the name Lord enthroned upon the cherubim. They transported the ark of God on a new cart from the house of Abinadab. Uzzah and Ahio were guiding the cart, while David and all Israel danced before God with great enthusiasm, amid songs and music on lyres, harps, tambourines, cymbals, and trumpets. As they reached the threshing floor of Chidon, Uzzah stretched out his hand to steady the ark, for the oxen were upsetting it. Then the Lord became angry with Uzzah and struck him. He died there in God's presence, because he had laid his hand on the ark. David was disturbed because the Lord's anger had broken out against Uzzah. Therefore that place has been called Perez Uzzah even to this day. David was now afraid of God, and he said, "How can I bring the ark of God with me?" Therefore he did not take the ark back with him to the city of David, but he took it instead to the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite. The ark of God remained in the house of Obed-Edom with his family for 3 months, and the Lord blessed Obed-Edom's household and all that he possessed.